continuing our message series, Immovable, Building a Life in a World of Uncertainty and Chaos. And this is the third part of the series. In week one, we looked at the chaos we create. The second week, last week, we looked at the chaos we encounter. And today, I want us to look at the chaos of carrying too much. This is particularly pertinent for me right now in the season that we are in. Go with me, if you would, into your physical or electronic Bibles, into Acts chapter 6, and we're going to read verses 1 through to verse 7. Now in these days, when the disciples were increasing in number, a complaint by the Hellenists arose against the Hebrews, because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution. And the 12 summoned the full number of the disciples and said, "It is not right that we should give up preaching the word of God to serve tables. Therefore, brothers, pick out from among you 7 men of good repute, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we will appoint to this duty. But we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word." And what they said pleased the whole gathering, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, and Philip and Prochorus, and Nicanor and Timon, and Parmenas and Nicolaus, a proselyte of Antioch. These they set before the apostles, and they prayed and laid their hands on them. And the word of God continued to increase, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests became obedient to the faith. The story is told of a man who was driving, following a van down the road, and he noticed that at every red traffic light, the van would stop, the driver would jump out with a wooden baton and begin banging and hitting the side of the van. The driver thought it a bit strange, but after 4 or 5 red traffic lights, he thought, "I've got to find out what this is all about." At every light, every red light, the man would jump out with his wooden baton and begin banging the side of the van. At about the 6th occasion, the driver jumped out of his car and ran over to the van driver and said, "Excuse me, sorry, I've been following you for a while and noticed that every time we come to a red traffic light, you get out of your cab and you begin banging the side of the van with a wooden baton. Can you tell me what that's all about, fella?" The man said, "Yeah, of course I can." He said, "I have a 1-ton van, but I've got a 2-ton load of canaries. And therefore it means at any one time I have to keep a ton of canaries in the air. Otherwise the van won't move." And maybe, friends, that's an illustration of where you are right now. It's how you're feeling about your life. You're feeling all of this stuff is happening, and at the moment you're just feeling as though you are having to just keep banging the side of the van in order to keep the canaries in the air just so that you can move forward. But today I want to just give 3 very practical reasons, or 3 practical ways that we can develop in this time that will help us to continue to move forward. I know certainly in my own life that at times, and actually this is one of those times where I'm feeling as though I'm having to juggle several things in the air. I'm feeling as though I don't have the capacity to do all that God is calling me to do. At the start of this season, some people described ministry almost like a marathon, in that it's not a sprint, but it's a marathon, that you're in for the long haul. It's stamina and steadiness. But actually, what I've come to realize is that it's not even a marathon, It's actually more like a triathlon. It's like a triathlon in the sense that, you know, you sort of start running and you think, I've got this 26 miles to go. And then when you think you've just about got it sorted out, then someone puts a bike in front of you. Suddenly you've got to learn to ride a bike and master that. And then no sooner have you begun to ride the bike, you get to the end of it and you see a mass of water in front of you. And then you've got to learn to swim. And the season has been very much like that, not just for me, but I'm sure for many of you who are having to learn to do things in a very different way. And you're having to be creative and learn new skills and abilities all the time. And it can seem as though you're overwhelmed by all that this season is bringing. But there is hope, because in the account that we have just read in Acts, I think there are three things that we can pick up that will help us. But in the account we read, we see that it was the day of Pentecost. The churches that had exploded in growth. Numbers were being added to them almost on a daily basis. But there was an issue developing in the assembly. The traditional Palestinian Jews were distributing the wealth as the church were in those early days. They were sharing everything that they had. And the Hellenist Jews, that is, those are the Jews that spoke Aramaic, or Jews that had moved back from a foreign land and had forgotten the ancient language, and therefore they spoke Greek. The Hellenistic Jews were beginning to complain that in the distribution they were getting neglected and being left out. And this was an issue for this fledgling church. And the apostles were presented with this problem and had to deal with it. And so in dealing with it, there are three things or three areas, I think, that we can learn from looking at the way that the apostles dealt with the issue that will help us in this time. The first is this, that we need to watch out for areas of neglect. The apostles could so easily have dismissed the complaint, saying something along these lines: it doesn't matter what you do, there's always going to be someone who's complaining. And sometimes we can be cynical and take that attitude that it doesn't matter what we do, there's always going to be someone complaining. They could have said that, well, maybe there's a measure of truth in this, but people are always going to complain, even if the complaint isn't valid. But we as people have to be a people who learn to discern the difference between those frivolous whinings and the complaints of people and what is a genuine issue that needs to be resolved. And I don't know what's going on in your life right now. Maybe there is an issue that needs to be resolved. And friends, you cannot neglect it. Don't write it off as just a frivolous complaint. Just because we are busy doesn't give us the right or permission to ignore the problems or the issues and the needs of others in problematic situations. Friends, show me a church that is dwindling, that is closing its doors, and I'll show you a church that has neglected the needs of its local community and the needs of the people that they are called to shepherd. There are many people who think that if I ignore the problem, maybe it will go away. There are people who think that maybe if I just open the doors to the back of the van, some of the canaries will fly away and I won't need to deal with it. But that's not the way, friends, to develop strength in the midst of a chaotic season. That's the easy way out, but it's not the immovable way out that God wants us to develop. It may sound as though I'm putting more pressure on you. That's not the intention this morning, but I'm simply trying to encourage and say to us that God has given us everything we need to handle everything that He has called us to carry. And it may be that some of us are carrying things that God himself never intended us to carry. And we need to identify those things and eject or jettison them. Get rid of them, friends, if God has not called you to carry them. But those things that are on our plate, those things that God has called us to focus on, then we cannot neglect them, friends. The second thing that we see in this account is that we need to watch out for things that won't compete with our priorities. The apostles in verse 2 recognized that they had a problem. The problem was that the food was not and the resources were not being evenly distributed. But they also recognized that they had a second problem, and it was this, that in the distribution of the food and the resources, they themselves were involved in that, and it was taking them away from the first priority of preaching and teaching the gospel. So they were neglecting, but in effect, the call that they knew God had put on their life. And it's not that, I'm not saying in any way that preaching is more important than serving. I'm not even saying that preaching is more important than seeing to the needs of others. But we have to recognize that we can't do everything ourselves. We can't do it all, friends. And particularly when we allow things to take us away from the call of God on our lives. And your call is going to be different to the call of God on my life. And we cannot allow things to take us away or to compete with those things that God has put on our lives. The first mistake that we make in situations like that is we are tempted to cut away things from our schedule. And this can be a good thing if we're cutting away things that are not essential. An example might be if we decide to cut away the amount of time we spend in front of the telly box, you know, and it's stopping us from doing what God has called us to do. That's just a simple example. So it's not always a bad thing to cut away things out of our schedule, but we need to be careful that we don't just jettison everything and we end up throwing away those things that God himself has called or put on our lives. And we certainly don't want to make this second mistake of when allowing our schedules to become so full that actually we get distracted from the first things, those priorities in our lives. The priority, the first priority of the apostles was to preach the word, and a very close second was the distribution of the resources and the food to those in need. The apostles couldn't do both themselves, and so they came up with a plan that allowed them to focus on the first priority, but also allowed them to continue to distribute the resources and the food. And friends, maybe you're feeling as though you're at maximum capacity, but don't just throw everything out. Seek God, find out what the priorities are, and ask him to give you a strategy so that you can handle everything that he has on, that he's put in front of you. The third thing that I think we see in this short text in Acts is that we need to watch out for what others bring to the table in these times of uncertainty and chaos. And the apostles in verse 3 recognized that there was a job to be done. But then they looked around and thought, how can we do it? And they said, look, here are 7 men that have served under us, that we have encouraged, that we have watched grow. Why not get them plugged into ministry? And that will release us. And so, friends, we need to watch out for what others bring to the table. Look, there are plenty of people, and remember, I'm speaking to myself, there are plenty of people who can do what you do. You're not the only one that, don't ever think that you're the only one that can do what you are doing. People may do it differently, but it doesn't mean that they are doing it wrong. And these seven men were ideal for the job because the apostles had allowed themselves to be distracted and were doing the job of these men. The Bible says that these men were filled with the Spirit, and they got filled with the Spirit under the direction of the apostles. Imagine for one moment if the apostles had been so distracted that they had neglected the preaching and teaching. These seven men that they were about to choose would never have been in that position. And so, friends, we can't allow things to distract us from that first call in our life. What's the call that God has put on your life? Maybe you need to reevaluate your life in this moment. And this season affords us a great opportunity to re-examine our lives, to look at our capacity, to look at what we are doing and think about, am I being distracted or from what God has called me to do? Is there someone else I can bring alongside or to encourage and to stand with me and to share in what God has called me to do? Friends, if your plate is too full, it's not that God wants you to toss out some of the good things on your plate. It's that he wants you to find a way to share what is on your plate with others, to share with others in the work of sharing the gospel and fulfilling the call on your life. In finishing then, I know what it's like, friends, to have 2 tons of canaries in a 1-ton van. I know how tempting it is to want to open the back door and just let some of the canaries fly away. More than that, I know how tempting it is to give up trying to just drive the van and just coming to a standstill and focusing on just beating the side of the van with the anecdotal wooden baton. I know what it feels like to be like that, but it's not God's way of doing things, friends. God's way is when we have when we feel as though we don't have the capacity, when we feel as though we're carrying more than we can bear. God's way is to increase our capacity. God's way, if we continue with the analogy, is to get us a bigger van or to get us a bigger plate so that we can adequately carry that which he has set before us. Friends, as long as we are serious about being students of the Lord Jesus, dedicated followers of Jesus, we'll never get to a place where we have nothing to do. Why? Because we are not on holiday. We may be in a time of uncertainty. We may be in a time where things are differently. But friends, this is not an extended summer holiday, friends. This is not that we're on an extended break. The work still goes on. It's just that we do it in a different way. And we are still called to change the world and to make disciples. Hallelujah. God's way is to give us a bigger plate or a bigger cargo container. Hallelujah. Friends, we need to stand firm in our commitment. Let's not lose heart in this time. The mission hasn't changed. It may be that we've got to do it in a different way, but the mission remains the same, that we go into all the world to make disciples and by sharing the good news of Christ Jesus. Friends, don't give up, but instead allow God to increase your capacity. Allow God to strengthen you in this time that you can continue doing that which he has called you to do. And it may be that you've got to do it in a different way. That's okay. Allow the Holy Spirit to stir within you a fresh strategy to give you the capacity in this very different and this very unusual time. Friends, keep running the triathlon in Jesus' name. Amen.